Good morning, Lee.
And those don't really like talking about their toilet habits, but we've decided to lift the lid on a very important topic, bowel cancer screening and prevention. There are so many ways to drastically lower our risk.
That's exactly right. It's not really dinner time conversation or breakfast conversation for that matter, but it is something that we do need to talk about because bowel cancer is Australia's third most common cancer and it's second deadliest. But the thing is that if you actually can catch bowel cancer early and treat it early, 90% of cases can be successfully treated if they are detected at an early stage.
It is a silent killer, isn't it, Brooke? And timing is so important. So it's all about prioritising our screening.
Very, very important. So people who do take part in regular screening programs have a 33% less chance of dying from bowel cancer than those who don't. And this is the type of screening that is usually sent around for 50th birthday. In the mail, we get a bowel cancer screening kit. It's a very non-invasive kit. You can do it at home. You just send it off in the mail. You don't even have to see your GP. So if you've got one sitting on your kitchen bench or in a drawer tucked away and you haven't got round to it, this is a reminder to do it. And if you do have a family history of bowel cancer, so someone in your family who has developed it, especially at a younger age, so around the age of 40 or 50, then it's really important to have regular checkups with your GP and regular colonoscopies to detect for any abnormal changes in the bowel, and that's when you can detect the bowel cancer really early.
The foods that we eat, a good idea when it comes to breads is swapping white for wholemeal, isn't it?
So one of the most important things that you can do with your diet to look after your health and to reduce your risk of bowel cancer is to up your intake of fibre, because fibre goes through and cleans out our bowel and keeps everything moving along nice and regular, and that's what we want. So low fibre diets are not a good thing. And one way that you can increase the fibre in your diet is to swap white for wholemeal or whole grain foods. So that's things like rolled oats instead of, a very refined breakfast cereal, or maybe having wholemeal pasta or brown bread instead of white pasta and white bread. So really simple swaps and things that we should be doing on a daily basis.
What about bowel motions? It's knowing what's normal and what's not.
Well, that's right. And what's normal from one person to the next is actually really different. So what's more important is to actually recognise what's normal for you. And if anything changes, whether that's the how often you're going, the size, the shape, the colour, any blood in your stools, anything like that, then go and see your doctor immediately. It's no point burying your head in the sand and hoping that it all just kind of goes away. While it might be a little bit of a, uncomfortable conversation to start with, it's really important to see your doctor if you notice any changes to your normal bowel motion.
Bowel cancer is one of many cancers linked to drinking alcohol, so cutting back is a wise idea, but it doesn't mean we have to cut it out altogether.
You don't have to stop drinking, altogether. It's all about reducing your intake. So certainly cutting back, I know a few people have mentioned that during the isolation period, maybe their alcohol intake has increased a little bit. So this might be a bit of a reminder to reduce your intake, having at least 2 alcohol-free days every single week, and trying to have no more than sort of 2 standard drinks every day. So a standard drink is not very much, it's about 100 mils of wine. So maybe a glass of wine might be all you need, if that's something that you enjoy. But there's also a growing range of alcohol-free beers, wines and spirits on the market. So check those out if you are trying to cut back and feel like you're not missing out.
Exercise activates our immune system, doesn't it?
Exercise is so important for a range of different, health benefits. And, whether it be maintaining a healthy weight, keeping your blood sugar levels in check, your blood pressure, and, of course, looking after your body and your immune system. So we should all be trying to do 30 to 60 minutes of exercise every day. Again, this is something that I think a few people may have, not be doing, while they're isolating and not getting out and not getting to the regular gym sessions and all those sorts of things. And as we approach winter, it's another reason why we don't exercise as regularly. So try and find something that you enjoy, whether that be an indoor exercise class, gardening, finding a local indoor pool, something like that can help. And even just going for a walk, 30 to 45 minutes of walking a day is a really good start.
What about going lean? Because I know a lot of us enjoy their meats, but processed meats such as, say, ham, bacon, sausages, they're strongly linked to bowel cancer, aren't they?
That's right. So we do need to be very careful with our intake of processed meat. So this is different to your lean red meat like steaks, for example, which we still shouldn't be having, you know, an overly large amount in our diet. But the processed meats, the bacon and the sausages and all those deli meats, they are linked to a higher risk of bowel cancer, especially if you're over-consuming them. So keep an eye on your portions. The Cancer Council actually recommends eliminating or at least minimising your intake of processed meats and swapping them for things like grilled chicken breast, you know, on a sandwich instead of ham, or having, you know, eggs and avocado instead of bacon in the morning. So things like that are really easy swaps, and just having it occasionally as a special treat.
Yeah, the highly recommended portion size for meats is about a fist size, isn't it?
It's very small. So that's for red meat, about a size and thickness of your palm.
Yep.
And trying to have, you know, red meat maybe 2 to 4 times a week, and having, you know, meat-free meals or fish or chicken, you know, on those other nights, just so you're not having red meat night after night.
Good idea. And just wrapping things up, what about choosing dairy?
So dairy foods are a really interesting one, and research has actually found that people who have about 400 grams of dairy a day have a 13% lower bowel cancer risk. Now, what this means is having your 3 serves of dairy, so maybe a cup of milk, you know, at breakfast time, a slice of cheese at lunchtime, and a yogurt as a snack, a tub of yogurt. And that's just 3 serves of dairy a day. So it's not just for bone health, but also for bowel health as well. So plenty of reasons to get more dairy foods into your diet.
Enjoy your day and your week, Brooke, and we'll catch up with you again next Tuesday morning, a little after 7.
Thank you so much for having me.